Welcome to episode 537 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel, from supporting local economies to learning about new cultures. The experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Donna, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Sandy and Anna. Woohoo! And we'd also like to welcome our favorite other agent, Amy.
I am the favorite. Yay! Now I know.
So Windstar offers a uniquely luxurious experience that larger ships just, you know, simply can't match. With fewer passengers, you get more space, personalized service, and access to hidden gems that are off the beaten path, away from the usual crowds. Get to go some of those little islands that most of the big cruise ships don't get to go. You can also go back and listen to episode 484 to hear more about the background on the cruise line. But this week we wanted to talk to Amy about her personal experience on the Windstar in the Caribbean. So let's get started. Welcome, Amy.
Thank you. I wish I was still there.
I know you like going much further south when it's cold, and it got cold again today.
Yes, it's so gross and rainy. Yes, it's gross.
Well, hey, I'm so snuggly that I've even got my llama onesies on.
Oh, perfect, and nobody can see.
Nobody can see, but exactly. I just told you I'm wearing a llama onesie, so and it's hot. It's bright pink, so you know. Perfect. Anyway, so tell us a little bit about the ship itself.
So Windstar Cruises, like you said, they're a smaller ship experience, so they aren't going to be your big thousand passengers. I was just looking at just to make sure, because all of them are a little bit different in size, but the one I was on, the Star Pride, has a maximum of 312 guests. And I know there's a smaller one. Yeah, it was awesome. There's a smaller one, the Windstar, and that's the stereotypical yacht cruise with all the yacht, what are those called? The yachts that go up the, yeah. You know what I'm saying? What are those called?
Yes, those yacht things.
The yachts. Aren't they called something? Masts. The masts?
Four-masted.
It's a mast yacht.
Four-masted.
So that one only has 150 guests. But the great thing about the smaller size is these ships can get into ports that other big ships can't, number one. Mm-hmm. Or they can get into the ports and they don't have to tender. You can just walk off. You don't have to tender in. Or they can get at ports that just, like I already said, they really just can't. So we actually did the British Virgin Islands. And typically that itinerary, and I've looked at it over the years and I was looking at the future ones, they typically sail out of St. Martin. But for some reason, round trip, ours was round trip out of San Juan. Which was great. So
there's lots of flights into San Juan, so that makes
so
it very
flights.
Convenient.
Yeah, and you're getting back, and you don't have to do the airport custom stuff in either direction.
Again, yes, that's a very good idea.
Yeah. But yeah, usually they do sail out of St. Martin, I noticed. But we stayed a night before in San Juan. That was awesome. We did a night before in San Juan close to the old town, and then a night after along the beach. It was my husband's birthday, so it was his celebration. So yeah, we started in San Juan, did all the things there. Our first stop was St. Martin, which the big ships do. But the big ships do it. And I don't know actually if the port is the same. It can't be the same port Windstar uses. We were able to get right off the ship and we walked over to that public beach. Have you guys been to St. Martin?
I have not.
Usually like on the big ships I've been on, you get to St. Martin and you have to take the ferry over, which is only like $5, but we were able to walk it. We were close enough. So we didn't do any boat excursions in St. Martin. We just walked the beaches, did the shops. Did you know that in St. Martin, oh my gosh, are you guys bourbon drinkers?
Occasionally.
Anybody? I don't know. So often.
Scott loves bourbon, and there was one bourbon there. Gosh, was it Eagle Rare? If anybody's listening and loves bourbon, they'll know Eagle Rare. He was able to find it in a liquor store there for, I think, $20 a bottle. And it's really hard to find in the U.S., period. And it's usually like 30, I think, a bottle. So Scott was thinking about getting a whole case. We couldn't do that. So we did get a few bottles to bring back. But yeah, so St. Martin, look in the liquor store. So they evidently get bourbon that we don't get.
Good bourbon.
Good bourbon that we don't get. Yeah, and so here's the other thing about those small ships that port there. Our itinerary, like I know you guys can see it, but I'm looking at it right now, and every night, let's see, in St. Martin, we were there until 10 p.m. On three of the stops, you're there till 10 or later p.m., getting there wow. 8 or 7 or 8 a.m., where you're there all day. There was only one stop that we had to leave at 5. That was our last, yeah, I'll explain all that when we get to that port. Yeah, so St. Martin, so, and like other ships, like they've got everything. You have your main dining room. There's actually specialty dining as well. We did that one night. They call it Candles. There's another one, but we didn't try it. Candles is the steakhouse, and it's on the back of the ship, weather permitting, or it's on the indoor part of the ship in the back. And it was really good.
Are those extra? Where, like a big ship?
Yes, there's only two of those, though. Otherwise, you're doing the main dining room, or it changes every night. The menus change every night. Or the back of the ship, which that was a little secret that we didn't even know. We stumbled upon. Every night, you can go to the back of the ship, which is an open air but covered, and there's a whole barbecue grill out there, and every night it's different. So, but it's huge, almost like a buffet, but not that casual. I don't know how to describe it. There's a butcher out there, and he's carving. You could get prime rib, you could get grilled chicken, grilled sausage, sauerkraut, grilled vegetables. It was amazing. The bar's right there too. But it's a little bit more casual. Yeah, it was. We did that. Seriously, we only ate in the dining room once. We loved that back of the ship grill. It was great. So yeah, don't miss that if you go there. There's a bar right there. Sometimes there was live music a few nights too out back there.
Do they do like drink packages and stuff?
That was literally getting ready to ask that, Sandy. You said a bar and I was like,
I know, cool. Yeah.
Let's talk about
they
the drinks.
Do. In fact, if you look at some of their prices, they have these specials where they call it the all-inclusive. So the drinks are included and it's the same rate as if you were doing the base. I did not do the drink package because you look at these ports, like we were out all day. We were in the bars on the islands drinking. I would always, you know, have something at night, but we just paid for that a la carte.
Yeah.
But you can get drink package. There's not a million to choose from. It's the drink package or not.
Okay.
That's basically it. And I do think they have a specialty dining package you could get. We just did it one night. We just did one specialty dining night. I don't remember how much it was though. I want to say 30 or 40 a person.
That's not bad. Yeah,
it wasn't bad.
No. That's what it costs for me to go to McDonald's nowadays.
I mean,
no
right?
kidding.
And this is a steak. Yeah.
Okay.
The rooms are really big too. On the closets are great. The bathrooms are great. It's not like a little tiny bathroom, which is really nice.
Did y'all have like a regular balcony room or?
So they don't have balconies on this ship. Maybe like the suite does. I'm looking actually. Let me just look and make sure. There were no balconies. I think maybe one of the big suite might.
Interesting.
But they have big, huge windows.
This is like floor to ceiling windows.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's what we
almost
had. I think
like
you can get that.
River cruising.
Yeah, because if I'm not going to have a balcony, I at least want like a floor to ceiling.
Yeah. Oh, I need lots of light.
I need lots of natural light.
But it's I mean, you've all been on river cruises too. There's also there's two or three different lounges you can go to with bars. There might be a breakfast area where you can get little pastries in the morning with coffee on the back of the ship, and another little lounge area, the Compass Lounge, where it's quieter. But there's lots of areas on the ship you can go to with a lot of light, open air areas. There is a pool and a hot tub. There is a spa. So it has a lot of the amenities that a big ship would. Mm-hmm. It's just a lot smaller.
So how is entertainment wise? Because that's one of the big things about those big ships is they have those big theaters and everything. And
Right. So not that. So you're going to get live music around the ship at different areas, different types of live music, but you're not going to get the big shows. Don't expect that. One night on the ship, they always do a big outdoor barbecue and they have a lot of music and entertainment. Now, I will say sometimes on the pool deck, there's, you know, that kind of entertainment, but nothing, no shows.
Not Broadway style shows.
No, in big massive theaters.
I wasn't expecting it, but it's, I mean, is it string quartets? Is it DJs? Is it, you know, or all?
So there were DJs. There were like 3-man bands that would play hits. There was a guy with a guitar, doing some country music one night. There was a little bit of everything. I don't remember like classical music necessarily, but I might just have not seen that. I'm the type of person that I'll eat my dinner and go to bed. I get so tired after I eat.
I feel like we're all like that.
Yeah.
That's because we run from sunup to sundown, you know, when you're in port and you go do something.
And the sun takes it out of you.
Yes,
yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So they always do a big barbecue one night. And I think they also do, that's their white night also. But yeah, that's awesome too. It's a huge...
They have
double
a white
decker.
Night on the same night that they're doing barbecue.
It's like, oh, a barbecue. So I'm from the Midwest, and to me, barbecue is different than, so it's not like, it's a grill. They do a big cookout.
Okay, because I was going to say, it's like, I get barbecue sauce on my elbows. Right.
No, it's everything. And there's a lot of cheese. I saw a big old table of cheese. Yeah, I mean, it's beautiful. Okay. Yeah. Seafood, they have everything.
Okay. Then I won't spill it on myself, hopefully.
No, and it was good. They also, on the last day, and I think they do this on every itinerary, they have one special, so excursions are extra if you want to go do anything. But on one day, on usually every itinerary, they do this special event. For us, it was on the last day in Virgin Gorda. I was still able to do a tour, but if you didn't want to do a tour, you could just go. They had a private beach area. With the whole barbecue, I say barbecue, again, a cookout, on a beach, all the chairs, music, and the bar was included that day on the beach. So we did our tour and then went over there.
Nice.
So it was a private beach club.
Yeah, in St. Lucia, I know they do it too near Pigeon Island. And I know they do it in the Tahiti itinerary. They do a big, like a luau thing. Mm-hmm. So they always have something... where one day something is included.
Nice.
That's cool. I like that. Yeah. So you said they had white night. Do they do any other like
that was it.
Night
that was
or big... like any?
There was no, there's no formal night. And even the dining room is not like formal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No,
pretty casual.
Yeah. Definitely no tuxes. You don't even need to bring a jacket like it for the guys.
My husband would love that.
Yeah. Oh, my husband hates having
it.
Yes. Same. Yeah. Remember back in the day too, like 10, 15 years ago, I remember he got called out for not having a jacket on.
Oh, wow.
I think it was a celebrity ship. So they have jackets there, by the way, that they keep in hiding and they pulled one out for him. So we were able to eat in the dining room. but that does not happen on this ship.
I don't think that's the case anymore.
No, I don't think so either. That's old school.
So it says here you went to Nevis. I have not been there. Have you been there before?
So I was there probably 15 years ago when the kids were teeny tiny. But I don't remember it. And honestly, I'm going, what did I do on this day? I think all that we did on this day, I think, again, we got off the boat. There was nothing that really appealed to me for excursions from there. What I wish I had done is a little bit more research, though. We just got off the boat, and there's a big square there that you can just walk around and shop. Mm-hmm. I think that's all we did there. I don't even think we went to a beach there. I don't remember, honestly. I should look back at my pictures.
Because most of the big ships go to St. Kitts.
Okay. So
most of the excursions, there's not enough time to actually go over to Nevis for the day. So, So yeah,
I should have done more research.
Stopping in Nevis, then that's something a little special.
That one does end at 6. Like, we had to be back on a ship at six that night. But a lot of people, we found out later, took a ferry. You can take a ferry over to, is it Anguilla? Does that sound right? I'll have to look at a map, but I think that some people did that.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Because there's islands. I mean, these islands are all so close together.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I wish that we had done that, because I've heard amazing things about Anguilla, and I have not been. But I will go on the next day, because the next day was my favorite. We did St. Bart's. We were there until 10 o'clock at night, 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. And I did do my research on St. Bart's, because I had never been. I didn't know a thing about it. So I had researched what beach we wanted to just go park at. And now I don't remember the name of the beach. I have it in my notes, but I'll have to look back on it.
You're like gatekeeping it.
Wait, can I? If I scroll up on this, is it going to mess up all the sound? Like, if I go look somewhere else in another window, I won't do it. I'm not going to try to do it right now. But there was, like, you can research and there's different beaches. So we get there, and it is a French island. Everybody speaks French. The cuisine is French. The restaurants. So you get there where the Windstar Ports is right in town. It's like the marina. And there's all this shopping, and the shopping is so high end
wow.
European shops.
Wow, those purse stores, and
it was crazy, like way high end stuff. We did walk in one clothing store, a European, it has all these men's clothing, European sizes. This guy will kill me if he hears this, but I, there, he bought a pair of slacks there, and they're salmon colored, and they were so cute, and they're kind of tapered. He was really, he's a little reluctant, but I was like, you got to do it. They are so cute, because that European style, they were so cute.
Oh, yeah.
So Sandy, ask him about his salmon pants next time.
Is he going to wear them out? Am I going to see these?
So we took them with us when we went to Curacao, and he did wear them out. Yeah. But I just pictured like that Will Ferrell skit from SNL, my wife might. What is it? Tight pants? Tight pants on.
So French. Leave it to the French to be like the bougie island in the Caribbean too.
It was so awesome. Okay, so that alone was awesome. And then we found we were going to Uber. They do have Uber there, but there was a guy, and he spoke broken English, mainly French. But we were doing WhatsApp, so I could text him when I needed a ride back. Mm-hmm. It's not a cheap island, so just know for this, I think 10-minute drive over to the beach we chose, it was like $60. Each way. But then you get to the beach, and we were on the beach where the Eden Rock is, if that helps anybody do some research on their own. But Eden Rock is there. And the name of the bar restaurant area that we parked at was called Gypsy, I think. But there's a name of the beach. That's just one of the, they drop you off at restaurants, all these restaurants. And those restaurants then have day beds or umbrellas or whatever you want. And you rent those for the day. Again, not cheap, but I did not care. We rented the bed for the day. And then he waited on us all day. We walked across the street to this little seafood place, just really casual. And you can walk up and down the beach. Loved it. The water is, it was a dream. It was a dream. The sand was powder white. The water was so clear and calm. It was in a bay. It was gorgeous, and I really, really, really want to go back with my family, but it's really expensive, but I really want to go back. That was my favorite.
Were there a lot of resorts there to go back to?
So there's a couple hotels, and I looked into like some villa options too. It's just not cheap.
Yeah.
It's really expensive.
And there aren't really any all-inclusives there. It's regular standard hotels or European plans.
On this island, so like I said, most of the itinerary is usually out of St. Martin, but St. Martin is a really good parking place if you want to get a resort there and get to all these islands. There's this little tiny airport on St. Bart's that I think he said was like 15 minutes from St. Martin. Teeny wow. Tiny planes only. And the runway was probably as big as my driveway. Tiny. And you can watch these planes land and take off. I don't even know if I could do it. It looked really scary to me. But it was happening all day long. I love St. Bart's. I love it. I love it. I want to go back.
Nice.
Yeah, so that was awesome. Yeah, I would expect, but just know it is not cheap. Drinks aren't cheap. Food isn't cheap. To rent the day beds, it's not cheap. Nothing is cheap on that island, but I loved it. Yeah.
Well, that's because of your bougie self.
I mean, I guess I do have that in me. I know. Oh, I was so happy that day. I loved it.
That's cool. So what's Great Harbor?
Okay. Okay. So have you guys heard of Foxy's Bar or the Soggy Dollar Bar? Mm-mm. You hear about them sometimes?
I've heard of Soggy Dollar Bar.
Yes. So that's all right there. Yost Van Dyke. Again, this island is not, it's not commercial. Like, it's just a tiny little dot of an island. But you get off the ship, you're right there again. Right in town. Like, in town, I guess. It's not really a town. You could walk to the right, maybe a quarter mile. And it just looks like nothingness. It's just, you could have just found this island for yourself for the first time. That's what it looks like. There's just trees on the, it's not a pristine beach. There's trees on the beach. There's no buildings. And you walk down a quarter mile, and on the left is this bar, Foxy's. It's just a shack, but it keeps getting built on. And nice. Everybody goes, and they put their stickers there, or they sign things. People leave T-shirts from colleges or wherever they're from.
Oh, wow.
It's awesome. So, and then you walk in the other direction, or you can get a ride. We actually hopped on their taxi, which is a truck, an open-air truck with seats in the back. So you do that for a few dollars, and you get over to Soggy Dollar, which that was hopping. That's where all the yachts park. And that is in a bay. And that's where the original pina, oh my gosh, what is that drink? Oh my gosh. Painkiller, the original painkiller.
Ah, okay.
And they like shave the nutmeg on top of it. So that's where those are. So the day we were there, all these yachts were just parked there. They come for the day, drink at the bar. There was a wedding party there. The bridal party was there. So, of course, everybody wanted to buy her shots. She had her veil on. And they were on a yacht, just her and her friends and two moms. I was like, dang.
Wow.
Like,
nice.
Wouldn't that be fun? But then we also found a divorce party full of women. So it was fun. And there's a lot of places to eat there, too. A lot of different bars on that little strip of beach. We did sushi. So everything's there. That was delightful too. That was a lot of fun.
That's
much
cool.
Cheaper
these are
than St. Barts.
These are really unique ports too.
That's yeah, cool. All this. Yes, I would do this whole itinerary again.
Yeah.
Or just park it in St. Martin and just do day trips to all these different islands. They're super close. You can ferry or fly over to them like within 30 minutes. So that was that day. We didn't leave there till midnight. So we went back on the ship to eat dinner. And we were going to go back out to Foxy's because you could just walk to it. But, of course, it's me. So I had dinner and I wanted to go to bed. Mm-hmm. But there were people that did go back off and went out.
Yeah. That's cool.
So what about Virgin Gorda? I'm interested. What did you do there?
Yeah. So I had heard about this because we have a friend that dives. And he told us to do the baths.
I did that.
And
I've been there, too. Yeah.
I want to go back so bad.
Yes.
That it's was, amazing. So
did you do it on your own or did you have to have a guide?
No. Well, I did it. I did it when I was on a Norwegian cruise. I did it with Norwegian and I did an excursion with them.
So I think that to do the full tour, I feel like you have to have a guide because there are some really sketchy areas where you have to.
I think you're right because they couldn't take us, like they dropped us at the top of the hill and told us to go down there and the guides didn't come down with us. Yeah.
So there is, and you can go from the top of the hill down and there's like a beach area and it's pretty mm-hmm. cool because mm-hmm. even that beach area, you can just swim out a little bit to the right and you can get onto sand again and walk through some areas. But to do the full tour, we had a guide with us. It was beautiful. And then you end at a bar. And then you end at a bar.
Yeah, and I think
they know people very, very well.
Yeah. Of everything I've done, that is really hands down one of the best things I've ever done.
I think so too. And that was worth the cost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
That was one of the few excursions I did through Windstar. Mm-hmm. Because just the way that Scott and I travel when it's just Scott and I, we just like to research where the beaches are and go find a beach that we like. Mm-hmm. But I insisted we did an actual excursion there. That was so worth it. And then that's the day that we ended on. So it might be like an hour, 2 hours total, right? To do that whole tour. And then we went back to that island where they set up the whole cookout for us. And that was our last day. And then we had to leave by 5 that day.
So when their itinerary says anchor/water sports, what does that mean?
Oh, that's so cool. So that's something really unique to Windstar. So they can open the back of the ship out as a water platform, and they have paddle boards. You can use snorkel equipment and just swim right there off the ship.
Nice.
Yeah. I like that. That's really cool.
Yeah. And in fact, I will say, if anybody is a snorkeler, you can go on the first day we did this. They'll just rent out, not even for a fee. You just have to sign it out, snorkel stuff. And you can have it with you the whole week for all the stops.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's just cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's really neat.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm trying to think about what else was really, I don't know. I just, and the crew was so sweet. And I just, yeah, I loved our room attendant. Everybody was so nice. And it seems like they really took the time to get to know us and our names. And I mm-hmm. guess that's just part of it with a smaller ship, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was nice, yeah.
Good.
So, Amy, who would you recommend Windstar for?
That's a good question, Donna. I saw a lot of people our age. So my age is mid-50s. Mid-50s. I did see other older people too. I did not feel like I was the youngest. I definitely wasn't the oldest. I didn't see kids. I don't think this is good for younger kids, but my kids who are college age and a 16-year-old, I would definitely, in fact, I keep looking at this itinerary again with them. So I wouldn't want to take small kids. There's no kids menu. I mean, I don't know if you're going to get any chicken nuggets or anything, but I think that a young adult would be okay with families up through empty nesters. A lot of us, a lot of people our age, I'd say 50s, 60s.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
And really for those people that have done the Eastern Med itinerary, the Western Med itinerary, and they're just like, I'm tired of going to Cozumel.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You aren't going to find like
going to Nassau.
Exactly. The Bahamas. You won't find the 3 and 4 night. I think the least they do is a 6-night itinerary. But that's it was cool. Just, it was great. Yeah, it was great. And St. Barts, y'all. Just saying.
Need to go check it out. Get some salmon pants.
Yes.
I am going to ask him about that.
You are. Yeah. And he's going to think you're making fun of him, but I do love them. They're so cute. I loved them. So unique.
Make him wear them next time he comes to Bombshell.
He'll fit in really well there at Bombshell with his salmon pants. Nice.
So, Amy, anything else you'd like to add?
I was going to say in San Juan. Yeah, no, but you know, as I always do, I always like to plug to say, you must stay one night pre-cruise. Don't ever give yourself less than that. Don't try to fly in day of.
Definitely.
Yes, I'd want to go hang out in the old city and, you know, go have really good Puerto Rican food.
Yes, and that was awesome. That's why I wanted to be city center on our first night. We just walked down in the old town and we did that. We did a bunch of, it was great. Yeah.
Very good. Wonderful. Well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, because we would love to hear from you. So thank you, Amy, for joining
us. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
So on behalf of Sandy, Anna, and myself, Donna, thanks for joining us this week. Gotta fly.